Hi, my name is Tomasz Wiśniewski. This is another episode of Tydzień z Azure. This is a show where we talk about news from Azure, and today we have a very special guest, Scott Hanselman. Scott, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanselman. I'm in Portland, Oregon, about 4 hours south of Microsoft in Seattle. I work from home for the ASP.NET and Azure Web Tools team.
Great. It's very nice to have you, Scott. You're a rock star here in Portland also, so everybody knows you. It's great that you have time for us.
My pleasure.
So a couple of news that which happened in the last 2 weeks. First of all, Azure App Service Web App Custom Domain Capability. I think this is a very cool capability which was introduced to Azure, that you can get custom domains straight out of the portal. You don't have to go to any third-party providers. You can just go into your settings blade of your website, propose some domain, and then you get available domains which you can buy directly from a provider. One very positive thing about it, that it's also integrated with your Azure billing, so you don't have another invoice you have to pay or another bill you have to pay. You just have it all in your Azure subscription and your Azure billing.
So yeah, I think the idea is that Azure should be a one-stop shopping center. Mm-hmm. You show up and you want a web app, I think that you should be able to buy the domain, the certificates, have them immediately jump into the web app so you can go, I like to say, file new company.
Exactly. You don't have to configure any CNAMEs, any A records, any stuff like that. It's all magically done for you, and you have a running
exactly.
web app.
Exactly.
So it's a very, very cool feature and very easy to set up.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing we want to talk about is the document playground. Scott, you want to share something more about it, because I know you had some videos on it.
Yeah, so if you go up to azure.com, you'll have to change it to English. You can go to the Getting Started section. It's the first link on the left. And I did a video. I actually redid all of these videos here, right there, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Lower left corner, there it is. I went through all of these videos on and I did one on Document D, and within that is the Query Playground, which mm-hmm. is basically a place to play with a nutrition data set. It's a large data set we have that's free mm-hmm. and lets you, you know, see what it's like to use a SQL-like language to talk to a NoSQL database.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you don't need to sign up or anything. There's no trial. You just play. It's a playground. You play right there.
Sure, and you can learn a lot of things like syntax, filtering, do projections, and get the results from the DocumentDB store, which mm-hmm. is underneath. So it's very similar to the dry Azure websites playground, we can call it, where you can also set up a sample Azure web app right now and try it out with no sign up.
We actually ended up putting the Try Azure Websites at try.azurewebsites.net. So
yes.
Kind of a nice URL for people who
exactly.
want to show Azure to their friend.
Sure. So a very nice and easy way to try another Azure service without signing up. Of course, we encourage to sign up for Azure always and every time. We need it. Okay, another news from past weeks, StoreSimple. For people who don't know what StoreSimple is, it's a physical appliance which you buy. There is also a virtual appliance, but it's another topic by itself. But you get a physical appliance which you plug into your data center, you hook it up with power, with internet, you configure it with internet connection and with your Azure subscription, and you are ready to go. It has about 20 terabytes of local storage which does backups to Azure, and a few new things came out with the update one for StoreSimple. First of all, which is not maybe very relevant to people in Poland, but in the United States I think it's more important, that it's available in Azure Government, which is the isolated Azure deployment, which is great for solutions which are supposed to be running for the United States government. And due to that, also StoreSimple now is compatible with multiple regulations like FIPS or HIPAA or CSA. So very cool stuff. And very important thing, which is also I think, quite a big milestone for Azure. It's also opening for other services. Now Store Simple can also use other cloud providers other than Azure itself. So we can even backup to Amazon S3, HP Cloud, and stuff like that. So you can choose whatever best fits you. And the last thing from the update one, which is important, is you can choose zone redundant storage. You don't need to use the local redundant storage or geo redundant storage. You can also use the zone redundant storage, which from the point from the price point of view is in the middle between LRS and GRS. So very cool update, and very important, you need to update before December 9th, 2018 to have your Store Simple device working. That's a very important thing to remember. Okay, another news from App Service, which is very popular these days, is intermediate TLS certificates. If you have some chain certificate which you need to supply, provide, you can export that certificate and import it to Azure Web App Service. It was one of the most requested features for App Service, and it's now available. Simple little feature, but...
Why is that a very common service? What would I use that for? Help me understand why intermediate certificates are so important.
You know, I think that it's something... Let me put like it.
I know that if I have a certificate authority at my own company, or if I have certificate authorities between me and some ultimate authority, those are intermediates. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. So you can have such chains, which you know can be due to many different facts, you know, connections to different entities and stuff like that, and then you have that chain which you have to support and provide. So that's one of the scenarios that it can follow.
That sounds very useful for large deployments, for
yes,
anyone who's
exactly.
doing any serious work.
Yes, it's, you know, it's not for your average home hobby page which you run on Azure Web Apps. It's more of a corporate enterprise scenarios.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
Another thing that is, I think, also targeted more at bigger companies, but also everyone else can use it, which is Tinfall security in Azure Web Apps. Scott, can you say something about this?
So this one is the So this is the idea that we want to have the usual kinds of things people would want for a web app. So Tinfall security would be, you know, kind of security as a service. It'll scan your web app to make sure that it is not being exploited with any kind of JavaScript or any kind of evil or just any generally bad stuff.
SQL injection, stuff like that.
Exactly, SQL injection. It's going to poke at it, and if it finds any obvious exploits, it'll let you know. And it's quite, you know, like for example, Basic is like only $3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a small e-commerce site, if you're running one on Azure, it's extremely well priced. But even if you have a giant system with thousands of URLs, it's still pretty good price if you're doing this for a large application.
Exactly. So very easy to set up, few clicks and you're ready to go. You don't have to install anything, again, purchase from another company. Everything is in Azure, in one central place for you to use. Another news, Gelastic. Gelastic is a PaaS solution which runs on IaaS, however it sounds. So install this Gelastic software and you can run PHP applications on it. There's a special dashboard which helps you manage these applications, and we added Gelastic to our marketplace, to Azure Marketplace, so it's very easy to set up. Gelastic is quite popular in the open source community, in the Java community, PHP community, so it's another great addition to Azure Marketplace, which is growing every day, and every day we get new services up there. And the last news from past weeks is custom origin support for Azure CDN. Scott, what is custom origin? What does it mean?
So when you set up a CDN, it's like kind of a cache where you are going to have the end user hit the CDN. It's going to look in its local cache and not find the file, then go to Azure Web Apps, get the file, and then cache it on the edge. But in the past, the CDN has only worked when the place where you're keeping your images is Azure.
Yes.
So now you could put an Azure CDN on the front of a Azure S3, Amazon S3 if you wanted to, or an existing system. Maybe you have, you know, images.tomage.whatever, and that's where you happen to keep your images. Yeah. You want to put a CDN on the front of that. We'll do the caching through to you and store it. So it's just one less reason for you not to have a CDN. I mean, CDNs are super useful. I use them for all of my images on my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hit Hansel Minutes and go to the archives, all of the images should come local to you.
Great. So that's a great new addition to CDN. And also quite important thing, I believe, is the any folder where you can put your stuff. It doesn't have to be -cdn-, which it had to be previously. Now it can be in any folder, and you can have nice URLs. So
That's for people who use cloud services.
Yes, exactly, for cloud services, and it's absolutely a very good addition. Good addition. And just want to point out, Azure Friday, I think that everybody who watches this show knows your show. You will have this topic covered in a couple of weeks, yes?
Absolutely. I had the CDN people on, and we'll go through it in detail.
Great. So that's the news for this week. I want to promote one thing. Scott, your great video, can you say something about it?
Yeah, so I did a remote keynote for Tech Days in the UK, but when I was finished with it, I realized that it didn't have anything to do with the UK. It just ended up being a really good, in my opinion, really good overview of Azure. And a lot of people, if you scroll down and look at the comments, have said some very nice things, saying that this DM, here, get that one right there. See this guy, Jimmy? He says it completely demystified everything for me. So somehow I captured lightning in a bottle and explained Azure in a pretty decent way, so people are liking it. And I think you should check it out, except for this guy. I don't know what he's meant. But yeah, I think it's a good how-to. So if there's people who would like a one-hour training, this is a video I'm proud of.
Cool. So I encourage everybody to watch. And just out of curiosity, how was it to do a keynote for live people remotely? I did such a session, and it was kind of a strange feeling. How was it for you?
It is a strange feeling. Honestly, I need to have the energy of the room, and I need to have the other person looking at me. So it really felt like I was just talking to myself.
Yeah, because people were sitting in some conference room in the UK, right? It wasn't like a web.
It was cast over the web as well.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, there's about 3,000 people.
Okay.
But it was still weird because I was. It was like 1 a.m. at my house. So it was quite strange.
Okay, so Scott, again, thank you very much for your time. I encourage everyone to watch previous episodes of Tydzień z Azure and the next episode that will come in the upcoming weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to comment below this video, and have fun with Azure. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.